Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in for KP this week. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, you've been surfing a bunch during all this. If you could go to surf anywhere, what would that location be?
Somewhere with small, soft waves. Probably like Costa Rica, I hear, has that. I'm not in this sport, Cole, to like test myself or push the boundaries on myself physically. I want little baby waves that just go on forever.
Let's go to a lazy river at some water park. And
yeah, that sounds good too. There.
Next up, it's James Heaney. Heaney, if you could reboot any old video game, what would it be?
I think it would be the video game Populous, which was a lot of fun. You gathered civilizations and you played as a god. I just think that there was a Populous 2, which just wasn't very good. You know, it needs to be revived in a good way.
That's fair. All right. Next up, Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie.
Hey.
Jackie, if you had to live without one of your senses, which one would you give up?
That's really hard because if you lose, I need my sight, I need my hearing. But if you lose smell, you're going to lose taste. So I'm going to go with touch.
Okay.
I'm going to go with touch. I'm going to get rid of touch.
I just spit my gum out.
Forgo
the idea to feel anything.
Yeah. I can still grip things. I just don't know their texture.
I just want to say I spit my gum out onto my dog.
You really did. What an M. Night Shyamalan twist from Jackie.
Yeah, I did not expect that.
Love that answer, though. Next up, it's Craig Kakowski. Craig, I heard you're opening up a new restaurant. What's the theme?
Cole, the theme is touch, is lack of touch.
Oh, my God.
All the textures that we're using, if you have your sense of touch, you're not going to be able to discern what they feel like. It's cutting edge new technology. And then all the food, we're going to blindfold people. We're also going to play Norwegian death metal the whole time. So your hearing is kind of out of whack, and you're just going to be able to focus on the taste and the smell. As Jackie said, those two senses are related. So you're going to concentrate on the two most important senses.
It's like you took one of those restaurants in the dark and blew it the fuck up. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally, last but not least, it's Joey Greer. Joey, rumor has it you've been wearing a Halloween costume the entire year. What is it?
Rumor has it. So the Halloween costume is it's just on the feet, and it's fake penguin feet. So that's what I've been wearing. Pinguino.
Okay, then.
Pinguino.
Well, let's do a darn show, shall we? I said darn instead of damn. Like, I censored myself. Like, we'll say the F word a lot. But there we go. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one is from Patreon VIP Corey, who wrote, "Scene alert, we need to bring back Chris's stoned character, the one with the goofy weird laugh, hilarious. Stone Chris is shopping in a grocery store where in his mind the advertising mascots, is mascots the right word, logo, brand characters, come to life and are talking to him and only him. Captain Crunch, Little Debbie, Aunt Jemima, Poppin' Fresh, you get the idea. Love you all. P.S. Will you guys eventually be heading back into the studio for normal recordings anytime soon? Love you all."
Yeah, so cereal's here. Do you have any other questions or? Okay, thank you. Enjoy Ralph's.
You got to pick me, my friend. Unless you want to get attacked by the soggies. Pick me. Come on. You don't want the soggies to get you, do you? No. Put me in a cart.
Hi, it's me, the Puffins Penguin.
Penguino.
Penguino.
Don't pick those. Those just make your urine smell like honey. Get me in a cart.
What?
Put me in a cart.
Oh, my urine.
Don't you want some healthy oats? Just some healthy oats.
Attention, all customers. Attention, all customers. There is a wild bobcat somewhere in Ralph's.
You don't want no healthy oats. Put me in a cart. Come on.
My urine smells like honey.
Did you hear that? He says, is there a wild bobcat somewhere else?
What the hell?
That can't be real. No, that's, you guys, just calm down. There's no bobcats in Ralph.
Let's just get out of here. Look, we don't need to cut any more meat.
Yeah,
all
right,
it's all
sliced. He means me. Ow!
Bobcat Goldthwait?
Yeah, but maybe there's a real one, and he's somewhere in the store right now.
Pretty sure they meant like a real bobcat. I don't think they meant just like a bobcat. You bobcat.
They would never just announce a celebrity's existence. Yeah, that's really uncool.
No one would do that.
Yeah, I'm not even really wild anymore. I don't really talk like this anymore. It's a thing I put on a long time ago.
What is this sickness like good for the turkey? Or?
Oh, yeah. How much turkey did you want, sir?
Attention, attention, Ralph's customers. There is a wild bobcat in the store. Also, Pauly Shore is here.
Holy shit, Pauly Shore is here?
Oh, that's exciting.
The weasel?
That's so exciting.
El Weasello?
And here we are complaining every day that nothing cool ever happens at this job.
I know. We got a wild bobcat and Pauly Shore is here.
And Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. Well, he's working here. He's been working here for a while.
Yeah, so. But like that's kind of exciting, I guess. No, it's on the day that the actual bobcat is here, and on the day,
hey,
that
buddy, sure can I here. Get 3 pounds of prosciutto, buddy? Oh my god, Pauly! I haven't seen you in years. Yeah, sorry to hear about Mitzi. It's okay, buddy. Can I wheeze some juice or something? We don't have juice to wheeze at the store.
Come on, you can get me with berries. You can get me with peanut butter. Put me in the cart.
I have this weird feeling that Pauly Shore and Bobcat, I don't know how to say his last name, is here. And I got to go explore that.
Goldthwait.
Goldthwait?
Goldthwait.
Goldthwait. Everyone's nodding their head.
Don't listen to him. It's Goldthwait.
No, it's not. Don't listen to
Look, what I'm saying is, I'll be right back. I'm going to go explore this.
Wait, put me in a cart.
Okay, you can come with me.
All right, all units, we're heading over to Rouse right now on 63rd in Birmingham. We got to lock that store down. There is a bobcat on premises. We got to make sure we close that store. Nobody in, nobody out.
Wait. We should let the people out. We know that we're trying to trap an animal. We're not going to get confused.
And then possibly let the bobcat out dressed as a human?
No. I'm just saying get the people safely out so that no one gets mauled by the
bobcat.
Right
now, we don't know who's a person or who's a bobcat dressed as a person, all right? So we got to go by the book here. Nobody in,
Sarge,
nobody out.
Sarge, are we sure it's pronounced Ralph's?
What do you mean?
I always thought it was Rafe's, like the actor Ralph Fiennes.
Oh my God, is that how he spells his name?
Yeah.
I thought it was Ray, R-A-Y.
You thought his name was Ray Fiennes?
Yeah, I mean, that's not
and
crazy,
you two
right?
Are the
I'm
ones
not crazy.
In charge? I mean, come on, guys. Come on, guys.
All right, we're going to Rafe's.
We're Ralph's. Let's just say Ralph's for now until we know.
Okay, all right.
All right, let's just go.
Let's stay consistent.
And we're going by the book.
It's a me, hamburger helper. I'm a dirty glove. I'm so dirty.
Oh, gross. Oh, do you know Captain Crunch?
Yes, I've met before. The time somebody stocked it wrong and put me in the cereal section.
It was a long time ago.
You do know each other?
Not very well.
Kiss each other.
Huh? What?
I'll make you guys kiss each other.
Don't do that. Oh, stop it.
He's a nice.
All right, look, we're the cashiers, right? We got to band together, all right? Because I got a feeling that the goddamn butcher section is going to rise up and try to kill us.
What?
That sounds like a real bobcat.
Yeah, it might be the butchers trying to get in our head. Now we're the cashiers. No. All right? We got to stick together.
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, now look, we got to do everything we can to take over this Ralph's. All right? This is us.
We can use the, the separators as yes. kind of like batons.
That's great.
Kick exactly. some yes. ass.
Kick some ass. Yes, great.
You didn't scan my Rouse card.
Let's get that for you here.
Thank you.
Okay, this says it is expired.
What?
Your Rouse card is expired.
Is that a thing? Do
here, rewards- you can use mine. It's me, Rafe. Rafe Fiennes.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh wait, my God. Someone Rafe get on the PA. Someone's got to announce this.
Oh my God.
We're not part of the announcing crew.
Yeah, that's not our job. What the hell? Are you part of the announcing crew?
No. Attention, Ralph's customers. Again, there is a wild bobcat loose in the store. Proceed accordingly. If you need to get your shopping done, we understand, but there is a bobcat in the store. Also, actor Rafe Fiennes is here.
I know this shit.
Official.
I own the place, and they still refuse to call me by my name, Rafe.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty.
Do you want salami or what?
Do you want milk? You want milk, kitty, kitty, kitty,
no,
kitty?
I don't want milk.
Do you want to see these two guys kiss?
Actually, that would be kind of fun.
Okay.
Julian, I don't know how long we can hold up in the goddamn manager's office, all right? But we got to do something, and we got to do something now, all right? You keep on telling everyone Rafe Fiennes is here. Oh, shit, I hear it. We got to do something. Maybe we should just kill each other, huh? Just end it.
Huh? Kill each other?
Julian, yes. Yes, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, worst case scenario, we die from the bobcat. But if we
worst
kill
case,
each other, then
worst
we're
going
to die. The worst case comes true because we kill each other.
No, the worst case that happens, Julian, is that bobcat burrows into our chest cavity and then puts his arms where our arms are and legs where our legs are.
That's
and
not
then walks
true.
Around in a human suit.
That's not yeah. true.
Attention. Nobody needs to worry about anything because I got my friends on the job and we're going to take care of this cat situation. Everybody,
we got a man on the inside. All right, I heard through the PA that there's someone on inside that's gonna be able to take care of this situation, so we got to get every equipment, every piece we can to our inside man. You understand?
Everybody say hello to the Keebler elves.
Oh. Hello everyone.
Everybody hello. Say hello to the Jolly Green Giant. And everybody say hello to, who else is here? Who else is here?
I Hi, can't. I'm the Brownie Lumberjack.
Oh!
You tell me these are the most up-to-date schematics we have on the building?
This is, this is what no. they gave me. I don't know if it's the most up-to-date. Right.
Well, let's use what we got, people. All right, let's look at here. So we got the air vents. Definitely, we cannot put a little robot in there. What else? What else can we do here?
I think we can enter the store through the doors. They haven't locked it down.
And then have a bobcat rip your face off?
Well, there's a lot of living people in there still. I'm feeling that this bobcat
you want us to go in there and just mow them down
in fear.
You want to go in there and start popping people in the head to make sure we shoot the bobcat?
Absolutely not. I mean, I would never advocate for that. That's really...
Oh, look, there it is. It's looking at the boar's head meats. Let me see if I can reason with it. How's the mountains? You enjoy being outside?
There it is. There it is. Shoot the bobcat. Shoot the bobcat.
No.
We did it. We did it.
We got him, Sarge.
Damn right we did. Damn right we did. Oh, my gosh. I'm lightheaded. I gotta take a seat. Is that Pedialyte? Give me that. Oh, wow. I'm feeling good in the neighborhood.
You guys just kill
a bobcat.
Gold.
We killed the bobcat.
Oh my God, gold. This guy's suffering reaper madness right now. Look at his eyes. That guy's suffering reaper madness.
Gold's thwaite. Gold thwaite.
You're saying it.
It's a pretty straightforward name.
No, it's not. Gold thwaite. That's not straightforward.
It's a Quaker name.
Hey, there's a kitty cat behind you.
Looks like the feds took out the butcher section, so we should just get the hell out of here now. They're taken care of.
It's happening, all right, y'all? Listen, you gotta be organized here, okay? All right, we gotta stay together, and we gotta form a new society.
Would you guys mind ringing me up for my Altoid so I can get back to set?
Of course, yeah. Just get, do you have a Ralph's card?
Oh, my God. Hit the Rafe key.
Okay, Captain, I need you now. Oh, Lucky Charm, Leprechaun, I need you now. Great Tiger, I need you now.
Tony the Tiger.
And what do you say?
Great. I mean, you were right there, but it is, my name is Tony. It's not great. Right. That's just my catchphrase. Don't forget,
Chester Cheeto.
Yeah, but you're weird, dude. You're gross. Get your hands. You're touching.
I'd stay away from him.
You're touching.
He's sexually charged.
Yeah, you're sexually charged.
Rubbing my hips. What are you doing? Right?
He does a lot of body rolls, and there's never music playing. Rubbing your
hips. My hips are sore. What are you talking about?
From what, dude?
From doing squats and doing hip extensions. What's going on? What the hell's going on? You know what? Holy shit.
It's not that funny.
What the hell's this guy high?
Who's that?
It was a Quaker. Quick Roots.
Oh, okay. All right. Enough fucking around. Let's go kill this cat.
Me? What the hell? No. Hold on. I'm just a Cheetos. No. You can't kill me.
I look big, but I'm actually, to scale, I'm quite small.
Well, if we're going to kill any cat, how about we kill Tony the Tiger, huh?
What?
He's a predator. That's a predator cat.
Hey, I'm in terms of an apex predator, yeah, I'm an apex predator, but I'm not here to get you. Captain? If anything, if we were to fight, you might win because you're very fast.
I'm a cheetah. I can't win.
Well, he's a different kind of fast. Predator, that cheetah.
You're an ambush predator. I'm a fierce.
Yeah, you're just a straight up killer. You're a straight up killer. I'm just like.
I feel like I'm. Am I on the judgment here? Am I on?
You're gonna
stand?
Kill a cat. Should be Tony the Tiger.
Are you a fireman?
Man, my hips,
sir.
Oh my God, my hip.
Are you a fireman? I'm. I gotta be honest with you, sir. I'm kind of sobering up. I smoked a lot of weed and ate some edibles this morning, and I feel like I've been having a conversation in this cereal aisle for hours and hours. Can you confirm or deny that? Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a 24-hour race, but it's 4 a.m. and you're pretty much the only customer here. We got rid of the bobcat hours ago.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, the director of Shakes the Clown got a couple of bullets to the head, but
wow.
And that's scene number one. Oh, sorry, bobcat. No, buddy. Scene number two is from listener Yin, who wrote, I recently watched the brilliant 70s Ozploitation horror flick Wake in Fright and was inspired to request a scene. How about a grizzled private eye stranded and broke in outback Australia trying to find some local mysteries to solve to earn enough cash for a plane ticket back home? Keep alchemizing and don't play with it. It'll fall off. Love from Yin, True Blue Strain.
Is it BMI?
He's a what?
Your BMI? I wasn't even saving you. You've had enough to drink as it is.
Come on, give me a more beer.
Thank you. I'll have the beer.
You want to give me a little kiss?
This tastes like piss.
How am I so busy going to get around here, mate? And what's up with the trencher? It's too hot for that out here in the outback.
It's a uniform for work, fucko.
What'd you call me, mate? Fucko. I'll beat your fucking face in, mate. Leave
it
in the
back. Get back.
And the kangaroos gnaw at your bones.
Gnaws at my bones? Listen, I'm not afraid of a kangaroo.
Those oh, you should be mine.
No, you don't know. I come from Brooklyn. I come from Chicago. I come from a lot of really big, tough places.
Okay? From Brooklyn and Chicago.
Some stoop.
Yeah, where do you come from?
Excuse me.
Anybody see my daughter? I can't find my daughter.
Look, mate, she's been gone for a long time. Just give it up.
I'll keep going around every day and I'll hand out these flyers then.
Let me see that flyer. How long has she been missing?
7 years, mate.
7 years. Well, I think I can take this. I'm from San Francisco and like big cities, and I solve big crimes in big cities, and I haven't seen anything worth my time out here.
Big cities like Adelaide?
I never heard of it. Big cities like Houston.
The Gold Coast?
Tell you what, if you find my daughter, I'll give you a Foster's and a Walton Matilda.
I don't know what the hell a Walton Matilda is, but I don't like Foster's. I guess that's Australian for beer. I don't like it. It's not good.
All right, how about money then?
Money's perfect. I need to get a flight back to the USA, where the big cities are.
All right, well, you phone me daughter, I'll give you a flight on Spirit Airlines.
Are you daddy, big daddy? You know...
That can't be me that you're talking about.
Not you. You know, I got a good eye. I can probably find your daughter. And I would like a beer. You won't give me a little beer? And
well, you've had enough.
Daughter, and I'm going to give you a beer.
Oi, Nicole Kidman, you've had enough, all right? No more.
No.
No more beer.
I've never had enough.
Well,
I'll put you both on a case then.
I was just going to suggest the same goddamn thing.
Okay.
I don't know this country very well, but Nicole Kidman, I think she does.
No, mate, it's Kidman, not Kitman.
Yeah, well, you guys all talk weird to me, too, okay? So, right, Kidman.
Mate, if you're going to handle business, you're going to have to order another beer. You can't just do business here without buying another beer.
Wake up, darling. Today's our 7-year anniversary.
Oh, Keith.
And I got you a little something.
Can I open it now?
Oh, open it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, that's a lot of gold.
It's just straight up gold coins.
And bars.
Thank you.
I guess I was trying to do like a treasure theme for the 7 year.
It's really... thank you. I'm sorry that I wasn't so excited.
No.
I like this. This is what every woman wants, is just a bunch of gold, but not in jewelry.
I think we've had our time, so I'm going to lock the door again, okay? But...
No.
But I'm thinking tonight might be some mashed potatoes if you're good. I love you. Shikung-kung. Chikink.
It's pretty wild, huh? That he just did it.
Well, here's the address of where I last saw 7 years ago. And here's a copy of a favorite movie, Dot and the Kangaroo, on DVD. That should help you. Good day. Right. Good luck.
All right. Come on, Kidman, let's go.
Kidman.
That's what I said, okay? Let's go. All right, you're driving.
I'm still drunk.
All right, fine, but I don't know how to drive. What side of the road do you guys drive on here?
The right side.
Well, I call it the wrong side. All right, so let's see here. All right, so this is just a regular old street address.
I've solved many mysteries before.
No way.
It's a little bit of what I do back home. In America, I act, and back home, I solve.
You were from here.
Yeah, this is me back home, solving things.
This is you back home.
Solving things. I solve things.
Well, my mistake. Mm-hmm. All right, well then, where's your gut say?
Ding, ding, ding. Hey, Joe, how's it going? Okay, not saying much. Listen, I want a couple of potatoes. I'm making some for the missus. Some mashed potatoes. Big special day today. Oh, these look good. These russet? Yeah, okay. Great. All right. I think that'll do it. Oh, butter. I need some butter. Let me get some butter real quick. Okay. And I'll take this. All right. Hey, Joe, put it on my tab, will you? Ding, 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 ding.
It's pretty wild. He's got his whole apartment set up. It's just like all these people he's abducted. Made like a little town. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, you got gold. You know, I don't really get that many presents, so.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
But I got gold, but then, but do you know where he makes me work in our tiny town, in our abduction town?
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sanitation, so I know everything that's going on
here. I'm working in sewage management. That's all I do.
Yeah, you're in the management. I'm sanitation. I'm saying I'm actually doing the shit job, you know. So you're sewage management, all right? You're complaining about it like a, I mean, that's just a managerial position.
Well, you'd be here for 7 years.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey there, Steve. Just here to mail a letter. Go ahead and take the letter. Good. Oh, you know what? Let me get a book of stamps, too. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
No, it's just, I understand. You're a manager. That's it. I mean, what do you want me
You've
to do?
You've only been here for 3 years. I've been here for 7 years.
I understand hierarchy and time put in, but I'm saying I'm actually dealing with the entire fake township's shit. Well, I have to deal with this sanitation. I'm the only one.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, hey there, Stevie. I'm here to pick up my suit at the dry cleaners. Can I get my suit? Okay, let me see. Oh, you got the starch right. Okay. All right.
I couldn't solve it. Too difficult, then.
Yeah, I it's not that I can't solve it. It's just, I go to this property, this address, and it's got a big wall in front of it, and it seems like it's a giant property. Nobody's answering the door.
Honestly, he barely even tried, and I actually have to get back to the States because I'm starting to film tomorrow. So good luck with just having this one because he's already thrown in the towel. After very short.
I haven't thrown in the towel. It's just nobody's answering. I push the button at the gate and nobody answers.
Have you tried scaling the gate? Have you given that a shot?
No. No, I haven't.
No? Go back and scale it.
All right, all right. Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
You might.
Oh, American.
Oh yeah, you could tell by the accent, huh?
Yeah.
You sound American too.
You got me.
You can see by this trench coat, I'm a detective.
Oh, nice. Well, what can I do? Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, this.
What part of America are you from?
Well, I'm from big cities. I'm from places like Detroit. I'm from places like Peoria. I'm from places like...
Peoria?
Yeah, huh. Peoria.
So what can I do for you?
Well, this is a DVD case. Where did I put that photo? I'm looking for someone who loves this movie here. Dottie and the Kangaroo. Jesus, I can't even read.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but
wait. I've been trying to get a hold of whoever lives here for a while.
Well, this is an entire town. I don't just live here. I mean, you can go to my neighbors. That's Rob and Janice are over there. And maybe if you want to grab yourself a bite, the diner's delicious. You know, they make good sandwiches. Yeah. You know, maybe ask around, see if maybe you'll find something. Find what you're looking for.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just go to the restaurant over there.
Sure. Have fun.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
thank you.
Get the coleslaw. Trust me.
Oh, okay. I will. Ding, 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 ding.
G'day.
Oh, table for one. Table for one.
All right. This is your first time in Abduction Town?
In what?
Abduction Town.
I guess so, yeah. Oh, there it is. It was in my wallet. Have you seen this woman?
So now that he's not here anymore, before I hop on my PJ, do you think I'm funny?
I think you're funny. All
you
right, and funny enough, all right? Now just get a beer, get out of here.
But be honest. First of all, I've been begging you for more beers, and you've been refusing me. So don't come over here and tell me to get a beer and get out of here. Second of all, you think I'm funny because
yeah, fine, you're funny. What do you want me to do?
Well, I want to be I want to see if I can dip my toes in the comedic scenes because, you know, I'm supposed to be playing Lucille Ball. And a lot of people are like, I don't think that she can. And I'm like, first of all, her entire life isn't funny, but sure, I can chuck it up for a couple of takes. Don't you think?
I mean, I think they're expecting an individual who can portray that kind of character, his levity in their whole life. You know what I mean?
Right, so you think I'm funny?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying the character's been in his expectation, right? But yeah, there's going to be a lot of hardships. We all know that. It's tragic. But inside that, there's a core of humor. It's translated through the character.
So you just had lunch and he came back, eh? Gave up.
It was, I guess the problem is nobody's ever seen this. I think maybe you need a newer picture.
How would I have that? She's been gone for 7 years, mate.
It's just this is outdated.
Okay, so this is Abduction Town, yeah? Okay, great. So we just came to this diner. We heard some like fantastic things. We saw online.
How did you hear about us?
I was on Yelp. And then TripAdvisor also recommended Abduction Town.
No.
Yes. So I like the coleslaw and... Okay, that dessert.
Well, it's pretty much all we have.
You only have coleslaw?
Yeah, we've all been abducted. it's an American like you. He's abducted all of us. And Nicole Kidman kind of floats in and out of this town. Okay. His name is Keith. Not Keith Urban.
I get it. Here.
Because he has an American accent.
I get it. So you just don't want to serve us. That's what's going on.
No. We're being held hostage.
You know what? So am I.
This town is called Abduction Town.
So am I. I'm being held hostage here with bad service.
How did you get here? How did you even find out about this place?
There's this single bar in the Outback, okay, that has Wi-Fi. We went there. I went on TripAdvisor. Hot places to go. And it popped up Abduction Town. So I came over here, okay?
Well, it's hot because every day is like 40 degrees.
It's not 40 degrees. It's way hotter than that. It's like 100 and something.
No, Celsius.
No, Fahrenheit.
I'm saying 40 degrees Celsius.
Well, thanks for trying. Here's your Waltzing Matilda, as promised. Waltzing Matilda. Waltzing Matilda.
Pardon me. Excuse me.
Waltzing Matilda.
Can I sit here? Yeah, hey, I'll take a beer, please.
Yeah, all right. I only got one coin. It tastes like piss.
That's fine. Thank you. Oh, you're that.
Yeah. I loved it. I yelped. That restaurant was fantastic.
Great coleslaw. Yeah, it's good.
Great coleslaw. I just had a Waltz and Matilda over here. I had no idea.
Oh yeah, those are great. Those are great.
I did not like it. Tasted like piss. Hey, yeah, I found that picture. I found the picture I was looking for. Do you know? You know who this is?
What?
It's an old picture. It's got to be 7, 8 years old. Do you know who this is?
Let me take a look at that.
Careful with that. It's the only one I got.
Okay. She looks a little familiar. I don't know.
Oh, that's what I thought. She looks a little familiar to me, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where might you know her from?
I don't know where I would know her from. I'm not from around here. I'm just
But she looks a little familiar to you, like you've probably seen her before.
Well, yeah, it's a little picture. So the problem is if it was a big picture or a new picture, I think I could know better. But this is a tiny
as it stands
picture.
Right now, you might know her.
Maybe. Do you know her?
I guess using that logic, maybe.
No. Oh.
Anyway, all right. Well, I'm going to head back to Abduction Town.
I mean, you got to pay for the BMI.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I mean, no, thank you. I saw you take your sweet.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen to me right now. You know what? Everyone, settle up. We're going to this bloke's house, and we're going to take exactly what I need for this beer, all right? Everyone, come with me.
Get out.
We're going.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing, mate? You didn't want to pay for the beer. It's the only bloody bar in town, the only one with Wi-Fi, and I pay that Wi-Fi bill with the beer money. All right? Now, let's go. Hop in, let's go.
Okay. And we're here. Okay, what did you want now?
I want to say, first off, very, very fantastic conversation on the ride here. All right, I judged you before I even met you, mate. This effect. But this is amazing. This is a whole little town.
Oh, yeah. Come on in. I'm like I'm like the unofficial mayor here.
Rob? Janice? Oh, my God, I haven't seen you. In 10 years, what are you doing?
Oh, you know Rob and Janice, and that one over there, that's Rob Janice.
I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing here? I'm over 30 years away.
We've all been abducted. He's abducted us.
What is this? Oh, my God. Oh, well, you're free now. Yeah, I unabducted you.
No, you're not. That's not how it works. Wait a second. It smells like shit around here. Where's my sewage manager, my sewage worker? What the hell? What's going on? Rob?
Janice? That's what I mean. Because it's not even about that. It's about the way that you work is exactly what you get in return. So I'm saying, they don't understand
it. Wait a second. Excuse me. Hold on 1 second. I've got sorry for just barging into this cell. But you look similar to this picture.
Let me see that picture.
Careful with that. That's the only one I have.
Look similar? This is me. This is me without a tit.
Oh,
yeah, this is me pre-puberty.
I didn't want to say that. That's embarrassing. I
7 years ago, I was a child, and now I'm a not. Well,
that sounds dark. That sounds dark.
I went from 8 years old to 15 years old. It's a big difference.
Oh, you're 15 years old. Oh, okay. Well, you see, I've been hired. I'm sorry. You know what? This is embarrassing. But I've been hired.
I'd say.
To find you. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm an American.
Yeah, I can hear your voice.
So you just left her there. I should have gone with you all when you all left us. I stayed here and drank. My fault then. That's our sex scene, everybody. Scene 3 is from Patreon VIP David the Joho, who simply wrote, another scene suggestion, we are at the glamorous premiere of Fast and Furious 100. David W., double vaxxed and happily naked from the chin up in Boston.
Thank you so much. That was amazing. I can't believe the interviews we're getting here. And everyone watching live, I just want to say that the amount of celebrities is incalculable. Everybody is here from everyone from the very first. We have, obviously, we're going to have the DNA robots coming through with all the actors from the very first one that can't be here, as well as all the new actors from every single Fast and Furious celebrating the 100th movie within the franchise. This is fantastic. Fantastic. Bruce, what's going on your side of the carpet?
Well, I feel like all the A-listers are coming down your carpet over there. got a couple of the key grips from the 17th film. There's the best boy. There's the best boy from 34. But can you stop? You can't stop. He can't stop right now. Maybe we should just stay on your side of the carpet. There's really nobody coming up here. Just a couple of... Oh, there's the guy that mic'd up Paul Walker in Tokyo Drift. Do you have a minute to stop?
Hey, Bruce, Paul Walker was not in Tokyo Drift. I'm going to cut you off right there. Okay, let's move on over to Kristen.
What's going on here?
Uh-oh. Hey, just speaking of you, Mr. Walker, how are you? We have you in robot form now. How are you?
I am good. So happy for Fast and Furious 100.
Oh, me as well. Me as swell. So what are you excited?
Me as swell.
Oh, my gosh. We are excited to see you in this movie. I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
I just watched it. It's amazing.
Wow. You got an early screening.
No, you mention it. I watched it in 2 seconds.
Oh, wow. And it's great.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I can't wait to watch it for the next 4 hours. That's how long the runtime is. And I'm very, very excited. Anything you want to say to the fans across the world?
Hey, Fast and Furious fans. I'm just as good as I've ever been.
Fan?
excuse me. I think there's been an error in one of the robots. One of the bots. Excuse me.
Yeah, you know not to call a bot.
I know.
Don't call them bots.
Don't call them bots.
Okay, well, the mechanical beings.
The actoroids.
Actoroids. Okay, whatever you want to call them. I think there's a bot.
Well, yeah, whatever I want to call them. I'm the one who invented them.
She invented them.
You guys do a great job, typically.
It's all her.
It's all me.
Okay, well, there's
he's a mechanic.
Here.
I mean, he does a lot of the screwing in and, you know, he does a lot of the actual assembly, but I'm the one who invented it.
I'm suspicious that some of these actoroids.
Yeah, you know, movies about family, first and foremost, it's about family, you know. The family you have, and coronas, and driving. That's mostly what this one's about.
Uh-huh. So you can just drop me off over there, and then...
I'll be fine if you want me to. It's me, Rick. Rick Diesel.
Okay. Mr. Actually, Diesel?
It's Rick Vincent, but I changed my name to... Rick Diesel, like my brother did, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So just right over there, and then I'll be able to just pop out. So
that's cabs only. I can't stop there. I'm an Uber.
Okay, so you gotta have. Okay, we're going around again. This is the third time we've gone around. Just drop me off wherever so I can get out. I gotta make this goddamn premiere.
Do you have a plus one?
Yes, I have a plus one, but I'm waiting on somebody.
Can I be a plus one?
Did you hear what I said? I'm waiting on somebody, okay?
But it's all about family.
Hold on a second.
Hey, dude, I am out for tonight, so
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
What the hell, man? You got infected.
Shots. All right, I got to get going, man.
What do you mean? I just heard you're a shots bar. What do you?
I got to get going.
For what? Dude, fuck you. Oh, my fucking God, dude. He always does this shit. God damn it. God damn it!
They canceled. Can I come?
Oh, you want to? You know what? Sure. No, fuck that.
You know, really grinds my gears. We work really hard, and we're the heart and soul of this whole freaking operation. And then these PAs think that they could just come in here, and tell us how to do our job, and tell us that we're not doing it right.
You're a good person. You're a really good person.
Yeah, I have principles and I stand up for them. You have beautiful hair.
Thanks. You ever think maybe you could have a relationship with an actoroid?
You know, I've dabbled, you know. I actually dabbled.
No way.
Yeah, we're not supposed to make any of living actors, technically. But what happens behind closed doors is what happens behind closed doors.
What actor?
George Clooney's male baby twin. You know, George Clooney had twins, and one of them was a male, and that's the one I think his name's Alexander.
Wow.
I just call him Pookie. So
yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So do you think maybe we should have been concerned with that guy who keeps busted in here?
We got to check out that signal for the actoroids, all right?
I hope that you just said Greeks because we're both of Greek descent.
Yeah, I said freaks, all right?
All right, running diagnostics in two.
Hey, you don't need to do that when someone calls you a freak. Own your power. Be your own person. Don't let anyone just step all over you. You have beautiful eyes.
No, okay.
Hi, Bobcat Bot is happy to answer your questions.
Awesome. So, you know, you've directed so many movies, so many movies. Yeah. And now you're directing the 100th
Fast and the Furious. Congratulations.
Thanks. It just seemed like the trajectory of my career was taken after I died.
Yeah.
I will be in...
So you don't think it's worth taking a second to run the diagnostics on all the Actroids?
I think you need to do it on your own accord, not because some thug came in here and called you a freak. You know, like, if you feel it in your own onus, then you should do it. But you shouldn't bow to the bullies. That's where I stand.
Maybe you could go in there and ask the nicer to run the diagnostics. I mean, people are dying out here.
What are you talking about? I know there are so... You ever seen how they act around the Actroids? Creepy as hell.
I'm sure they are, but just go in there and just give them some respect because they kind of got a lot of power.
Some respect? Please. It's just weird as shit. It's disturbing the way they act around the Actroids.
Even if you got to fake it just for 5 minutes.
Hey, man.
Just get
maybe they can show. Oh, God, no. They're killing everyone. What? They're killing everyone. Well,
go to camera 2. Go to camera 6. Oh, my God.
No.
Record all this. This is amazing. This is perfect for live TV.
No. This is bad for us.
I am Paul Walker and Talker.
Oh, my God. All right. We got to stream this immediately, okay?
All right. You know what? I feel good. I feel empowered. I'm going to make this decision. I'm going to run some diagnostics. Here we go.
You go for it. If you're going to do that, then I'm going to get out on the floor because, you know, if they're having issues, they might need a little sugar. They might need a little help.
Yeah, a little help.
I mean, have you seen the Paul Walker?
I make a left. Okay, yeah, this is it. This is shots. All right, we're going to go in there and we're going to tell my buddy he's a piece of shit. Okay.
Okay. I really kind of wanted to go in the movie that my brother's in, but
yeah. We'll get just you can see it on
shots, whatever. Shots. Woo! I love the choices I've made tonight.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
You gotta pay for what you did because you know life is all about family and coronas.
Fuck are you?
This is Vin Scully.
Ow! Let go of my fist! Let go of my fist! You're breaking my hand!
Shots!
Tell you what, man. Let's do shots. Whoever does more shots gets the papers of the other one's car.
What? I'm totally gonna win this. I love it here.
Shots! Okay. You have to know this. He has an oversized liver. He actually can take more shots than me.
Yeah, you don't know that. You don't know about my family history.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Our original last name before we moved to America was Jägermeister. I got this.
Deer Hunter?
All right, yeah. Here we go. And go.
Shots.
Let me get one more. One more.
Shots.
Oh my God, he's a bot.
Clay was a bot this whole time.
Bot. But when you meant sugar, you meant like checking on like their like the hard drives and stuff.
Yeah, the hard drive. I want to make sure that their hard drives are okay. Yeah. Just want
to
make sure.
It's weird to say sugar.
Listen, I'm here to stand up for my own principles and do things on my own volition, and I'm not here to bow to bullies. So you're going to say I'm weird, and I'm going to say,
no,
I'm actually the boss, you know, and I'm here to own my shit. So if I want to go fuck the Paul Walker bot and make sure that he's okay, then that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm glad that we're aces.
Yeah. Hey, don't bother running the diagnostics. Every single human has been destroyed at Grauman's for the premiere, so it's just the bots now just throwing shit around, and I think we pretty much know that something's wrong with them.
Oh, shoot.
So only the bots exist, survived?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just killed George Finocchio. He was the last one left on the red carpet, so that's
George
it.
Finocchio? George Finocchio?
Yep.
Oh, I love George Finocchio.
He's fine great. On the red carpet, but now
George
he's
Finocchio.
Gone.
Wow, so this is your whole George Finocchio collection?
Yeah.
Well, take me through it. What's going on?
All right. So I love, first of all, let me just say this real quick. Mm-hmm. I love George Finocchio.
Obviously.
I love that guy. Okay. Here you see him in one of his most famous roles.
What is that?
The where he's wearing the jacket where you go like, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Oh, the trench coat?
Moving on. Over here. This little here. Look, can what? I be honest with you? Terry, can I be honest with you?
Sure, what's up?
I don't know who George Finocchio is.
What?
I don't know who George Finocchio is. I just wrote I love George Finocchio all over this room and put a couple dolls up and made
a couple dolls. You have 1,000 pieces of memorabilia here. What are these plaques signed by him? As
who
well as,
is he?
I can't answer that. You gotta discover that on your own. You gotta discover that on your own.
All right, one thing he's been in.
Hey, you wanted to know about George Finocchio? I'm his brother, Greg Finocchio.
Yeah, thanks for meeting me, by the way. This is
here's the thing about George.
Cafe.
He's pretty much just a throwaway reference. You really shouldn't have dedicated your life to him. He just kind of works for a CBS affiliate, does all the red carpet stuff, does like the stuff from the Oscars and stuff.
Sounds to me like he's made a pretty good living doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, he has. You know who hasn't? Me.
Well, hey, I'm buying the coleslaw.
Hey, thanks. If you see my family,
one day, George Finocchio, you're going to be a real boy. But right now, you are just a man of wood.
I am being a real one today. I want to
what did you say, George Finocchio?
I be a real one today. I be a real boy.
Yeah, well, one day, if you believe it hard enough, you're going to be real. And you're going to do interviews on the red carpet.
Oh, this is a dream. Sometimes at night, I pretend to interview Figaro, our cat.
George Finocchio, wait a minute. Why is your nose growing? Have you not interviewed Figaro?
No, I interview him every night.
Okay, this is someone.
This is CBS. We need that doll.
CBS or CVS?
Huh? Geppetto, open the door.
Okay. I just thought it was the people with the longer receipts.
Have your CVS card?
No, but can you do a phone number?
Yes, I can do a phone number. What is it?
Is one.
One.
Is it two?
Is it two?
Attention, all CVS. There is a wild, I guess it's just a trout. It's not really, I guess it's, there's a trout somewhere loose within the CVS. So.
Hey, how you doing, kid? I'm Mike Trout from Major League Baseball.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolute death and destruction at the Fast and Furious 100 premiere. We had Actoroid bots absolutely murdering every single actor and crew person who was there. Blood on Hollywood streets.
Hey, just a little emotion. You're not a robot. You know, just people.
You're
died.
Right.
People got mauled.
Right? I'm not a robot. You're right.
Oh, what's going on?
Nothing. Oh, I'm God. Leaking. I mean, nothing. It's water. I mean, oh, I'm sweating. It's just
she's
sweating.
Stay back. Hi. I helped build you. And I want to give you some sugar.
That's our show.
Whoa!
Thank you to Morocco. We'll see what they're up to. Jackie Gonzalez Deruthi.
Oh, hey. Hey, Cole. Thank you for having me. I'm at Jackie Deruthi on the socials. That's what I'm up to these days.
It's on those socials.
Oh, that's what I'm up to these days. Woof.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Chris Alvarado.
Hey, yeah. Man, I don't know. Just having fun. Love you guys. Thanks for everybody for listening. We have a good time doing this. Oh, and somebody, one of our people who wrote in asked if we were going to get back into the studio anytime soon. I think that was a possibility for a moment, but now it looks like the world is shutting down
Delta.
Again. Kind of. So, you know, we hope to get back in there soon enough. Is that a good answer? I don't know. Thank you, Cole.
That's a great answer. Craig Kukowski.
Googling George Finocchio.
I tried. I misspelled George.
That's the dude that you've seen him on a million red carpet things. Like he does the Oscar pre-show and stuff. He's pretty innocuous. James Heaney.
Thanks for having me. If you guys have the opportunity, check out Gamefront on YouTube. It's YouTube and then Gamefront. You can find it. Lots of video game footage up there with me playing it.
Nice. Joey Greer.
You know it. Check out Gamefront. And then when you got enough of that, check out Alchemy This Instagram.
That's nice.
It. Hell yeah.
I'm at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole, depending on Instagram or Twitter. And go to sosketchfest.com. See what our past videos are there for rental. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bame.
Bame.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time,
Alchemy.